Okay, welcome back to the third segment of our third program. I'm going to shift this just a little bit back to the white side of things, my side, okay? And I said in the beginning, and please remember that I said this, the inherent evil in the world emanates from people that look like me who pull the levers of culture, of the cultures of the world. And my personal belief that I hold to the foundations of my being is that there are people behind the scenes in this world that are literally in league with Satan himself. We're of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. That starts my book and that ends my book, and I believe it's expressed in those who meet in Switzerland, you know, and sometimes down here at Jekyll Island, and not too many black folks are involved in that. So it is a Caucasian Western element that I think Satan controls to counter the productive element of the same cultural species of people who God has ordained to do the spiritual leadership as we continue now into the apocalyptic age. We need to understand, folks, that even though I am castigating the black culture, and I'm saying that they are the agents for, you know, the demise where the everyday Joe lives, those folks are that way because they've been manipulated into accepting data and information that is just totally outside the realm of reality, like the stuff we just read from Dr. Rudolph Windsor. But oddly, I've found this connection with some Chinese lady and a major, major corporation executive pushing the book for some reason. So it's people that look like me behind the scenes in league with Satan himself that are not interested in America continuing as the nation that God founded on this continent for his reasons and his purposes. But the real victims of those lies is our black culture. They've been lied to turn them into the enforcing agents, if you will, or the direction of the flow of the river that we're all floating on, to take us away from the basic foundations that have made us a great and peaceful nation with respect to the lives that we live. If the foundations be destroyed, how shall the righteous prevail? What will they do? Well, I wrote on page 331 of my book in chapter 9 that I dedicated to black people the following statement. It will be principled young black males who will lead America out of our current cultural malaise, or black culture, liberal white culture, and the feminist Marxist of our current age will take us the rest of the way to destruction. I want you to note that I said the people that would do it are principled black males, and that's because we've already moved into this cultural shift that I don't know that we can get out of. I think Mike had mentioned he's noticed on TV a disproportionate number of black folks in ads. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, and we see an emphasis of black actors and actresses in movies. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm just saying
right. It's
a fact that there's a shifting from the 12% of the population, 13% that they represent, to 20% of federal jobs, 20-something% of the military, and a disproportionate share in the influencers in our culture. How many black female mayors do we have? How many black female sheriffs do we have? Well, it's a whole lot more than used to be, and probably more than you'd expect because of the percentage of the population. And black is very much in vogue, and it's there, I believe, because this culture is being driven away from the bedrock of faith, family, and free enterprise that we've known for so long. Well, what do you mean, the bedrock? Well, let's talk about the South I grew up in which less than 2 or 3% of all white marriages were out of wedlock, and only 12 to 15% at that time of the black community. It's still greater than the white community, so we were looking down on them and saying bad things, but a small percentage. But now we fast forward to today. The white out of wedlock rate has risen between 30 and 40%. What's black today? 70 to in excess of 80%. And if you hold, as I do, that the fatherhood of God is the most important concept in the doctrine, what flows from that is the authority in the culture that starts first with the authority of the father in the home. And we're told that's, no, men and women are equal. And no, God has assigned to men the responsibility to lead the culture, and that begins with fathers. Mike, in your own home, do you take that role seriously?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And how do you enforce those things in your home? Do you beat people with a stick? Do you yell? Do you throw things? How do you lead, Michael?
Yeah, I lead through example, number one. Number two, you know, I like to make sure that my family has as much exposure to biblical truth as possible. You know, I probably would admit that I spared the rod a little too much early
you
on.
You have girls.
I had girls, so it was tough. It was tough to lay down the paddle on them, but, yeah, I would tell you that leading by example in biblical truth is proven to be the best method.
It has to happen. I know your family well, and I know above all else that you've shown your girls and your wife how much you love them, and therefore you've earned the right to be the authority in the family. Our Father God is a loving God, isn't he? He loves us enough that he died for us.
That's correct.
And so when we look at the image of a wonderful and loving God, and we're told as men that we are to replicate his actions, we're to duplicate the 21 names that represent the character of God before a witnessing world, and you've done that in your family, but tragically, the father's missing in the black family, 70 to 80%.
Yep.
It doesn't work, no matter what they try to tell us. Folks, come back for the next edition, and we'll continue the discussion.